Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk about hair. I am obsessed with hair right now, and maybe it's because COVID made all my hair fall out. I don't know. How about you guys? It's epidemic. Between seeing ladies get so many extensions and complaining about so much hair fall, I am wanting to learn more and more and more about healthy, thick, gorgeous hair. So let's talk about it. What can you do to get healthy, thick, gorgeous hair? Now, did you know on average, each strand of hair grows about 1/2 inch in a month? But it doesn't grow like that nonstop. I wish it did, but it grows in cycles and bursts. So at any given moment, about 85% of your follicles are in the anagen growing phase. And then the rest of the follicles are either in catagen transitioning phase or telogen resting phase. So for some people, the growing phase lasts long, like as long as 6-7 years. For other people, it's only as little as two months, 2 years. At the end of this stage, the strand falls out and the follicle remains dormant and hairless for about 3 months. And after that, you finally get a little sprig of hair sprouting and the growth process starts again. And chances are, if you have real short hair and your hair just doesn't grow past your shoulders, you might have a shorter anagen cycle than other people do. And what are some things that slows down the growth and makes your hair grow poorly or fall out worse? Bad things, things that can make your hair fall out, would include extensions, bleaching, stress, certain medication side effects, and certain things that we do to our scalps, like putting traction on them with heavy clips, tight hairstyles, braids. If your family has women with Rapunzel-like hair locks, but your hair is not like Rapunzel, the problem might be external. So if you have a family history of beautiful hair, and everyone in the family has great hair, but you don't, guess what? It could be an external factor. What about split ends? It turns out that the old adage is partly true. If you cut your hair, it won't grow longer, of course. If you trim your split ends, it does not make hair grow faster or longer. But if your ends have been styled, colored, fried, and are cracking and vulnerable to splitting, and if you don't trim regularly, the hairs can split right up the shaft and break off, even blocking the follicle's growth phase. So it is recommended to do 1/4 inch trim about every 12 to 16 weeks, and that helps keep your ends smooth, neat, shiny. It helps to prevent these split ends from fracturing the hair follicle all the way up to the follicle. And fine curly hair, which tends to split more easily than other textures, is best when cropped and more blunt. Razor cutting creates thin layers, and that can definitely cause precipitation of frayed ends. So sometimes being careful of how you style and how much tools and heat and products you're applying, very important. Extensions over time, the kind that you glue in, the kind that you clamp in, the kind that are sewn in, these pull and break your follicles, injuring them and slowing your growth and leaving sometimes bald patches. And I think everyone needs to take a close look at the idea of using hair extensions and eyelash extensions. It's just difficult and not sustainable. And if you're going to go down that path, just understand that it can be a long path of always needing extensions. You just can't see yourself anymore without hair extensions or eyelash extensions. And the sad fact is that the gentle follicle is going to be traumatized by the friction of holding this heavy weight of the hair extension. And no matter how atraumatically people put them on, there is some trauma to the scalp. And so I think you've got to really work on other ideas like growing new hair follicles, strengthening existing follicles, and reducing hair fall. One of the things I think people do a lot of is bleaching, peroxide, ammonia-based, and other oxidizers. Lift off the hair cuticle, remove the pigment to allow coloration to go into there, and that leaves the strands very brittle and moisturized strands that are... That leaves the strands very brittle. Unmoisturized strands easily crack and break. And if you're going to do this type of heavy-duty bleaching and coloring, be sure that you use some of the new bonding products that are out there that can help your follicle to seal shut and condition heavily. If you're high stressed, anxiety that increases your hormone cortisol can cause chronic stress habits that shift follicles from the growth phase to the resting phase. It's true. If you're under chronic stress, your body thinks you're in the fight or flight reaction stage, and your body wants to flee like an animal being chased. The last thing on your mind is going to be growing healthy, luscious locks. So the body immediately turns off hair growth, and hair can shed easily with this type of stress. Medications like Zoloft shorten the anagen phase. Other contraceptives and meds for thyroid and cholesterol conditions can also compromise growth. So it's real important to go through your medication list with your doctor and make sure you check and see if anything you're potentially taking or just started might be causing problems. Now, what are the hair helpers? Remember, hair grows longest when it's healthy from the inside out. Hair is made of protein, built by enzymes that are activated by iron. So eating a balanced diet, make sure you get at least 40 to 60 grams of proteins daily and 18 milligrams of iron a day. Remember to eat foods that are high in iron, like steak, turkey, black beans. There are plenty of vegan options that are high iron content. The hair follicle is among the top turnover sites in the body that needs and demands nutrition and hormones to function adequately. We must give the proper amount of nourishment. And so many women are anemic from heavy periods and bleeding, and they don't take iron. They don't eat right. They skip meals. They are vegan. They are shedding because they don't have the protein content to build the building blocks that grow new hairs. There's no proof that supplements help when you already are on a good diet, but certain vitamins like biotin, that's a B vitamin found in a lot of hair growth supplements, are going to be beneficial. Biotin's also found in food like eggs and avocado and salmon. And if you're eating poorly, this definitely can help. Collagen peptides can also definitely help. And scalp treatments help. Your hair looks great when the follicles are not blocked by dirt, dead skin cells, and product buildup. So treating yourself every so often to using a clarifying shampoo that removes scalp residue, very beneficial. Avoiding dry shampoo is very beneficial. You can imagine a follicle is like a skin pore. And if you put on powder all the time and you never really wash thoroughly with the clarifying shampoo, those follicles choke. They don't have oxygen. They can't breathe. They get oily junk around them. So that's important to use a hairbrush. Stimulate the scalp with massage. I love a hot oil treatment, like a hot coconut oil rubbed into the scalp is amazing for stress relief and also deep conditions the hair. And think about doing treatments like platelet-rich plasma, injecting your own stem cell growth factors into the area of the scalp follicles where you are thinning is going to generate much better improvement. You get thickening of the follicle. And each of us, as we age, we get miniaturization and thinning of the hair follicles. Bad enough that we get old, but your hair follicle goes from plump and juicy to thin and decrepit. Like your biceps wears down, so does the hair follicle. And things we can do with PRP can stimulate that. So 20% more hair density in each treated area, probably 20 to 30% less hair fall, and good increase in caliber of the hair size. So those are great options for you guys. Definitely if you're suffering from hair fall, there's so many things you can do out there. You can get on Rogaine topically, you can get on oral minoxidil, you can try Propecia. We definitely do the hair loss supplements. We definitely recommend iron and omega-3 oils, which are really great as well. Using red light therapy for the scalp. I love my Revion red light hair cap, so easy to use. And there are a million and one ways that we can gradually improve the hair. There's not one proven solution, and that kind of means we haven't figured out the proven problem and the proven answer to the problem when there's a lot of technology available and not one single thing works best. It means we still have research to do, but at least we've given you some ideas and some options. That's it for now, guys. And don't forget to take care of yourself this Thanksgiving season. Don't be running around during these holidays. Think a little bit about yourself. It's not all gift buying and partying and going from here to there and stressing yourself out that you're being inadequate and you're not matching up to commercialized standards. remember to take a step back and just breathe. Take care of yourself. Give yourself a good hair scrub and a scalp massage, and think of me when you're doing it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.